All right, Corey, you have a question for the king.
So Scott, so Chris Herrmann, they're going to use him in like some kind of super utility role, right?
Yeah, that's what I told you. It's like I got Herrmann in Tout Wars.
Yeah.
I have him in two leagues. I told you I like him. I said the Diamondbacks want to keep his bat in the lineup. Now, right now, Torey Lovullo is saying that he's got three catchers that he's going to split time with between Chris Iannetta, Jeff Mathis, and Chris Herrmann. You know, Chris Herrmann's probably going to hit his way into this job, I think. But in the meantime, they're going to use him as a utility guy to give other people rest in the corner outfield and corner infield spots.
No doubt about that. So he can play in the outfield.
So Greg was saying that
who does he
come out the lineup for?
Right.
He's not going to pull anybody out of the lineup regularly.
Right.
But when they want to rest somebody, Herman's going to get
it
back.
He's a second catcher.
Because they like him as a hitter. And they want to keep his bat in the lineup.
So I don't agree with that.
Well, this is what they've been saying in Arizona.
This
has been the lineup.
AJ Pollock's going to play center field every day.
Until he gets hurt.
Fine. They're not pulling AJ Pollock out of the lineup.
No,
I said corner infield.
I'm literally just going down the lineup. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay?
Your right fielder is David Peralta. Seems unlikely he comes out of the lineup.
I agree with that.
Right. All right. Paul Goldschmidt's the first baseman. It's a corner.
It's not going to be there.
The third baseman is Jake Lamb.
Not going to be there.
Okay. So there's one corner left. It says Mike Tomas in left field. Are they pulling him out? Right.
Now, here's what I'm saying is, he's not going to replace any of those guys in the starting lineup.
Right.
He's going to find
some at-bats.
But
if he catches 2 to 3 days a week,
right,
and he plays in a utility spot another day or two a week,
wait, there is no utility spot in the lineup.
No, it's like to say
David Peralta's not going to play every single day of the week. There's going to be a day off.
Sure, but why is Chris Herrmann going to play there and not, let's say, Jeremy Hazelbaker?
Because Jeremy Hazelbaker's not a good hitter as Chris Herrmann. It's pretty much
it. If he's such a good hitter, why don't they just catch him every day?
Yeah. What is going on?
It's more about
dying.
It's more about keeping his bat in the lineup, from what I've read.
I'm very nervous about what's happening here.
Nobody in the restaurant is nervous though, so we all right.
I don't think that Chris Herrmann has such an amazing bat though. I didn't say
he's amazing bat. Me and Scott said he can get his bat.
I don't know if they do.
Me and Scott.
What makes you think they do?
He can get 10 at bats a week.
This is what I've read about. You know, about the Diamondbacks.
You can get 10 to 12 at-bats a week, right,
yeah,
Scott?
And what I'm saying is, look.
Second catcher, that's not bad.
For a second catcher.
He's your first catcher.
If he put
Tyler Flowers.
He doesn't get a ton of at-bats, but for the bat-bats he's getting, he's quality. You want that as a guy in your lineup.
I get it. He's had a nice spring, right? Batting .313 this spring. Couple home runs.
He showed some flashes last year when he got in there, too.
He's doing his thing. He strikes out a lot, but he's doing his thing, though. He's had a very nice spring. I knew I wasn't crazy picking this dude.
No, but the thing is, Herrmann might not even catch. He's only about catching 2 to 3 times a week. He's the third catcher on this team.
Greg, he's
going
to get...
No, there isn't a third catcher on his team. That's not... He said he's going to split time between three catchers.
Right.
And I think Herman's going to hit his way into the job. And B, they've already talked about playing him in the outfield.
Greg, I'm comfortable with Chris Herrmann.
You're talking about a guy who's got some offensive promise that you spend a buck or two and can play 4 times a week and give you some decent stats.
I'm going to leave him.
That's all I want for a dollar or two.
I'm not even tripping off these dudes on the waiver wire. I don't
think. But the problem is, I don't think you're getting 4 days a week from him. I really don't.
Let's see what happens the first week.
Sure. How do you know this?
Because I think they have better players than him that are going to play. You're just
Jeff Mathis.
Jeff Mathis and Chris Iannetta, they've announced they're going to be their primary two catchers.
That's not what he said. He said he's going to split time between three catchers.
And he has updated,
and he has
updated that and said it most likely will mostly be Iannetta and Mathis behind the plate.
When did that come out?
15 hours ago.
I read the update that he was going to use all three guys.
Let me give you the latest update. All right. He has been on a bit of a roll as of late.
Yeah.
Hitting safely in 5 straight games with 2 home runs over that span.
Right.
While Chris Iannetta and Jeff Mathis appear to be in line to handle most of the catching duties for Arizona, Herman's defensive versatility can afford him a chance in a
Could afford him a chance.
In a super utility role. The playing time remains uncertain, but Herman's bat and eligibility make him make him interesting in deeper two catcher formats. This is us over here on this side of the room, Tout Wars.
Side
of the room?
You're talking about Jeff Mathis and Chris Iannetta.
I understand they suck. I get it.
They suck.
I understand that.
Let's remember something in baseball, too. A week ago, we were talking about Coda Glover as the closer. Mm-hmm. Now it's Blake Treinen.
Right.
So anything can change quickly. I believe... Now, I know where you're coming from, Greg, because you're saying it's not certain right now, but I think he out-hits both of these guys and gets his bat in the lineup 3 to 4 days a week.
Let me ask you this.
And I really like Tyler Flowers, too.
I like Tyler Flowers as well.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
But there's nothing better on waivers that he's going to find right now. That's my point.
I think I agree with that.
But is Chris Iannetta better? If he's going to play more?
What's Chris Iannetta going to hit? Like 180?
Oh, wait a minute.
Florio says Martin Maldonado. Is he better?
Well, no. Let me see if he's there.
No.
Florio knows what he's talking about.
He can't hit. He has some pop, and he'll get every day at-bats for the Angels.
Yeah!
What's his batting average going to be?
Oh, it's going to suck.
Yeah, exactly.
But his counting stats might be better than what he's going to get early on. He shouldn't drop, you know, who he has.
I'd rather take a guy that plays 2 to 3 days a week and gives me good numbers than somebody like Maldonado that's going to kill my average.
Hey, hold on. Let's see. Martin Maldonado, alphabetical order. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H,
I was waiting for Martin Maldonado here.
Martin Maldonado's here. He's here, Scott.
I'd rather have Herman.
Who'd you rather have, Florio?
I would definitely not drop Herman for him, but...
Oh, that was pointless bringing him up then!
No, yeah. I was going to say...
We can drop Mesoraco.
He could put Maldonado in until, you know, he sees how the situation in Arizona shakes
would
out.
Would you drop Devin Mesoraco for him?
I don't know. I do like Mesoraco's upside, but who knows how much he'll play.
I don't want to carry four. I can't carry four.
What, you're going to hit 2 home runs in like 10 games this year? That's what upside?
Mesoraco, he never know.
No, he's going to be hurt.